Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. And as I said, I'm going to take a look at airfares and travel and the summer coming up. Do you have some plans, travel plans? Rick Seeney, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com, our guest now. And he's going to be with us up until 12:30 today to talk with you about where you're headed, where you'd like to go, and maybe how you can save a little money. And always a pleasure to have him with us. Rick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there, Larry. How are you today?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You have an article on FareCompare.com about the 6 ways to save on summer vacation flights.
Yeah, it's some simple tips. I think we've talked about some of them in the past. Certainly, if anybody's looking for a sale, about 2/3 of all sales occur on Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern time, a perfect time to shop. We're sitting here on a Thursday. Typically, those sales last about 3 days, so the perfect shopping window is Tuesday through Thursday night, so you still have some time later on this afternoon before a handful of sales actually stop this evening. Also, I think one of the things, too, that people need to understand is you could actually shop too early, right? So if you're mm-hmm. shopping for example, September, October, way too early to be shopping. In fact, even if you're shopping for trips August 15th and on, you're probably a little early right now. So you want to start shopping inside of 3 months, but don't buy your ticket anytime outside of a month. So as soon as you get inside a month, you're playing into the airline's hands. They know exactly how many people are going to fly on their aircraft, and they're yielding up. And a couple other simple things, be flexible. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, cheapest day to fly. And certainly don't be overly picky. Right now, I have never seen this. And many people that fly out of Madison, for example, or some of the small airports, they don't get to fly nonstop very, very much.
Yeah.
But the nonstop flights today are garnering anywhere from 30 to 50% premiums, mainly because demand is outstripping supply.
Oh, so if you're willing to
connect, and in some cases you have no choice if you're flying from one of the regional airports, you're typically going to connect in whether Denver, Minneapolis, Chicago.
Yeah. You also have an article about summer vacation guide to cheaper flights. What was your advice?
Yeah, so basically the summer outlook. So a couple of data points. First of all, the base airfare prices for folks are only up about 2% year over year. That's good news. As long as you stay away from nonstops and some of these peak travel dates around July 4th, for example, you're going to get the same ticket price as last year for the most part. The only big difference is that last year was the highest we've seen in 10 years.
No. Yeah.
So the good news is it stabilized. And just remember, too, today airlines have to fill every empty middle seat in their new business model. So they still have to discount to some degree because folks just don't like sitting in those middle seats.
I can attest to that. I really don't like it. I read an article in the paper this morning there was just an article about how the higher fuel prices have been good for the airlines in some respects.
Yeah, so a couple different things there. So fuel prices don't necessarily track the cost of jet fuel. So for example, Delta Airlines purchased a refinery a couple of years ago, and they're actually refining some of their own because there's also the cost of refining the raw crude into something. And in some cases, they have hedging contracts where they actually locked in at lower prices. So for airlines, about 30% or 35% of their total expenses for everything is related to fuel. The price of oil has been sort of hovering at $100 a barrel, but it hasn't hurt the airlines as much as it has in years past. Back in 2008, the summer of 2008, we had $145 a barrel. That's when airlines were basically struggling to survive.
Yeah, and I think the other point of the article was the fact that the high prices had forced the airlines to be more to be leaner and meaner, I guess.
Well, yeah, certainly the mergers, we've seen 4 mega mergers here in the United States with Delta, Northwest, United, Continental, now United American and Southwest and AirTran. And not only that, they're virtually merging with their partners. So like, for example, Delta, which a lot of people fly out of because of their relationship with Minneapolis and Northwest, they have partnerships with KLM and Air France, where 2 years ago they were competing on price. Now they're negotiating the prices together.
Oh, man. Ron in Duluth has a question for you. So let's go to Ron. Ron, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. I'm My wife and I are planning to leave in early June to go to China. My son is teaching in Kaifeng, and we're going to visit him. The flights I'm looking at are about $1,800 round trip from Duluth to Peking. Is there any way, anything better than that?
From Duluth, you're talking?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so right now from Duluth, if you sort of look at the landscape, you're going to connect in one of three, well, really one of two cities, Minneapolis or Chicago, in order to get to Beijing. And you may or may not be able to get to Beijing directly, depending on which flights you take. The average airfare for that particular route in June has been averaging about $1,850 round trip. The prices jump up pretty dramatically in early July. You said you were leaving in...
Early June.
Yeah. So I've seen prices, for example, if you leave for 7 days on United, I see prices in the $1,780 range. I don't think you're going to get much cheaper than $1,750 or so. So if you see any ticket in that range, you might as well lock in. You're getting pretty close to your travel date right now. You only have about 45, 50 days before departure. This is a perfect window. If you wait another 2 or 3 weeks, that price is going to jump up another $100.
Ooh.
Do you know if you need, shots to go into China? Or...
You do need a visa, so you need to get that, and you want to start doing that visa right now, because if you wait another probably 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to have to do an express visa, which will cost you an extra $150 if you want to get that visa done. So just take the normal visa process. You don't have to have any shots. I just took a trip to Beijing last year, and of course I waited to the last second to get my visa, and then it ended up costing me $250. but in your case, if you start to get that visa now, you should be in good shape.
All right.
You go through a Chinese embassy or something like that to do that?
Yes, you'll have to go to a consulate here in the United States. If you just type in travel.state.gov, which is a State Department website, it'll give you all the details.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. You can join in too. Are you planning on a flight somewhere or have a question about the airlines? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on my Facebook page. Go to the Larry Mueller Show, and we'd certainly love to hear from you there. You think there's any hope for fares going down in the fall or winter?
Absolutely. Well, they're going to go off their current highs. So if you're traveling after August 25th, if your departure date's the 25th or after, airlines officially consider June 8th through August 25th a holiday. Like Thanksgiving and Christmas, because everybody's flying this summer. So as soon as kids start to go back to school, that's when the prices drop pretty dramatically. We'll see a 20 to 30% drop in domestic ticket prices on some routes. And so if you can leave, you can sneak in, even if you have kids, if they start in September, most kids start in the end of August. And then what you'll see is another price drop in mid to late October for departures, and that would be winter rates. And you'll see a drop another 5 or 10% after that. So excluding Thanksgiving and the Christmas holiday season, we should be in pretty good shape if you want to fly there. But if you're going to fly this summer, pick your spot wisely, have some flexibility, and be willing to have sort of a longer connection, or maybe get up at 4 in the morning to start that flying process.
Ned in Wausau, thanks for calling. Hello.
Hi. My wife and I would like to go to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, next January. And we'd probably go about a Wednesday, because we don't have to go on the weekend, and we'd like a cheaper flight for a week. And it might be like the 14th to the 21st, or we could go on a Tuesday if that's cheaper. But anyway, I'd like to see how far in advance. You had mentioned a little while ago, maybe 45 to 50 days. I think my wife gets nervous if I wait that long.
But yeah. Well, let me give
What's
you a couple.
The best time to buy?
Sure, yeah. Okay, so first of all, as long as you stay out of the first week in January, it sounds like you're going to go in early January. You're not going to catch those December rates. So if you can get out of that first week in January, that's when the prices drop pretty dramatically. Basically, Cabo in that particular instance is completely sold out typically from about December 18th through the end of the first week in January until people start getting back to their jobs.
Yes.
So if you leave that second week, the price should drop out of the Wisconsin area. You should be able to find a ticket price in sort of the low to mid $500 range, right? And you should start shopping for that ticket about I know a lot of people get nervous, but on international trips, you should be shopping about 4 months in advance for that one. And so you're away early right now for that particular trip. The day of the week does matter. Tuesdays and Wednesdays are cheaper when you're flying into Cabo because those are the least traveled days. Unfortunately, they don't have as many flights those days, so you may not have as convenient a flying pattern. That's why people tend to fly on the weekends, and it's a little bit more expensive. But you should be shooting for about $550 to $570 round trip, maybe a little cheaper if you're flying out of, for instance, Chicago or Milwaukee or Minneapolis, for example. But if you're flying out of a regional airport, you can add about $50 to $80 on top of that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot for calling. And Leslie in Tomahawk. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Well, my husband and I are planning a trip to Quebec City, leaving Tuesday, September 2nd, and returning on the 7th. And my question is Quebec City in Canada considered a international trip as far as, you know, checking for airfares? Would you check 3 months or 4 months ahead?
Yeah, it's closer to domestic than it is for international. So it's about 3 months out. You will need your passport, of course, because that those laws changed a while back in order to go into Canada. The mm-hmm. ticket price right now from regional airports has been averaging around $660 round trip. What time of year did you say you were going?
September 2nd and coming back September 7th. And we'd like to leave from Wausau, but I think that would be very costly. So our next bet would be to go from Milwaukee.
It's from Milwaukee. Let me check while we're talking right here. Yeah, so the price point right now, oh, wow, there's some pretty good deals. So it looks like you might be able to score that ticket in the low 400s. That's actually a pretty good deal to Quebec City.
Uh-huh.
So even now, at the moment, that means in this particular case, they'll drop into the 370 to 380 range, probably around June-ish time frame. But yeah, I wouldn't even be surprised. I wouldn't even be upset with you if you locked in right now at $400, because the average airfare, I'm looking at our average tables over the last 4 years, has been averaging 440 or so. So it's a little bit below the average, even if you book that ticket right now
out of Milwaukee. Okay. And if you've ever been there, do they really speak a lot of French?
They do.
Yeah.
Quebecois.
Okay.
I've been there for some hockey. I used to do some work in Ottawa, Quebec, and some of those other places. So, yes, you're fine with English, though. Don't worry. They're going to treat you just fine, especially tourists.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Leslie. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Talking today with Rick Seney, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. I hope you'll take a look at the site, FareCompare.com. It's FareCompare.com. And he's going to be with us right up until 12:30 today as we talk with him about where to get the best deals and answer your questions about airlines in general as well. Stay with us. We'll take a quick look at the news, and then we'll be back with Rick. Travel is a fun activity, isn't it? Sometimes, though, the stress and the hassles of planning the trip and trying to get a good flight at a decent price can make it less enjoyable. For sure, Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Rick Seedy, my guest today, founder and CEO of FareCompare.com. He helps us navigate the world of airfares and keeps us informed of trends and things that he sees in the industry. And Rick, once again, great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
And tell us about FareCompare.com.
Yeah, so FareCompare, basically we're a bunch of tech geeks here based in Dallas, Texas. So we've been storing airfare for over a decade. We have literally the world's largest database of current and historical airfare information. We mine that data. We're trying to search out the questions that everybody has. What day should I go? What price should I pay? When should I start shopping? We've been studying that data for a long time. We send out alerts. If you sign up for alerts, we monitor the prices in real time. So you'll know when the prices go up or go down. So basically, we're a meta search site, which means you can come in. We search many, many sites. We don't actually sell tickets. And then you'll end up on your favorite travel site. Sometimes an airline website. Sometimes it's on an online travel agency to finish your transaction.
So just go to FareCompare.com.
Absolutely.
We have Scott in Milwaukee with a question for you. Hi, Scott. Thanks for calling.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate your call.
My wife and I, she wants to go visit family. We live in Milwaukee, and her family lives in Oklahoma City. And she wants to go sometime around Mother's Day. And we were wondering when was the best time to get a ticket, and would it be cheaper to go out of Chicago?
Sure, let's take a quick look. So the ticket prices right now for that time frame out of Milwaukee to Oklahoma City typically average historically about $350 round trip. So that's a pretty good price point for you to sort of talk about. You definitely want to be shopping for that pretty soon now. Right now, the difference between Milwaukee and Chicago, right now it's averaging $339 out of Milwaukee. If you look out of Chicago, that ticket price is about, let me see what the difference is. Yeah. So on American Airlines, it's $280 round trip on average. So about a $50 difference.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Scott, for calling. Linda in Egg Harbor. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm traveling to Peru, and we have a multi-destination flight. So we're leaving out of O'Hare, going into Miami, then to Lima, from Lima to Cusco, and then on the way back, Juliaca back to Lima, Lima back to Miami, and back to Chicago. And we have a price of $800 round trip. Does that sound like a good price?
What time of year are you going?
Well, we're leaving actually in about 4 weeks.
That's actually a pretty darn good deal. Right now, the average price, if I know you're going on a little bit further, the average price of Lima is right now $910 round trip for that time frame. So you're getting a pretty good deal in the mid to high 800s. I would lock in right away.
Okay. And then my second question is, do we need a visa to go to Peru?
I don't know. I haven't been to Peru, but I just got back from Brazil. You need a visa there. Somebody, I'd have to check. If you check on travel.state.gov, they have all the visa requirements for every country. You'd have to check.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah, thanks, Linda. And, yeah, that sounded like a good price to me.
Yeah, especially for a multi-city trip. Typically, you'll see an upcharge of 10 to 15% for the convenience of taking that little extra leg.
Hugh in Madison has a question for you. Hi, Hugh.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We want to fly to Rome in September. We're actually joining some family that have already booked, so our dates are already set. So we need to arrive in Rome September 9th, and we depart the 20th of September. We're in Madison, and we assume we'll probably want to fly out of Chicago. So we're looking at, you know, what can we expect for a price? When should we consider locking into a ticket? And what might be the difference between trying to get a direct flight into Rome versus something with a connection?
Sure. How long are you staying?
From the 9th to the 20th.
Yeah, so I'll check on the 20th here just to make sure we're getting the right data. Basically, a couple things. It's a perfect time to go. So the prices drop dramatically for departures after August, the last week in August. So you're catching a huge price break. If you leave on August 25th, the price right now out of Chicago to Rome is running about $1,700 round trip. You can actually get a flight right now on the day. It's September 29th, coming back the 20th. If you want a one-stop flight right now, your cheapest bet is Air France, which is a partner with Delta, and American, both at $1,380 right now. So you're right in that window, that 5-month window that we like you to start shopping for that international travel. I think if you waited another 3 or 4 weeks, you probably could get that maybe a little bit $50 cheaper or maybe $100 cheaper if you caught a sale in between there. But that price point you should be shooting for around the $1,250 to $1,350 price point.
Okay, and it did feel a little odd to me to start thinking about buying a ticket this early, but you're suggesting.
Yeah, I'd start shopping really in earnest in about 3 or 4 weeks. That's about 5 months before departure. And don't buy your ticket at any later than a couple months before departure. So you have a pretty wide window with international travel. So we're going to see some fall sales. They just haven't kicked in yet. So you would be shopping a little bit too early. Right now, what's a couple different things. If you fly Monday through Thursday on those particular days, September 9th, I think, is a Tuesday, and you're coming back on a Saturday. If you came back on a weekday, you'd save about $40 or $50 each way. away. Mm-hmm. They weekend rates are a little bit higher, so on your return, you're paying a little bit more to come back on that Saturday. Mm-hmm. The other thing too is if you wait until about the May-ish time frame, mid May to late May to buy your ticket, you might be able to sneak in under $1,300 round trip out of Chicago. We do see historically sales to Rome during that time frame in the last part of May. It'll just depend on how fall travel sort of winds up for Europe. Europe's economy hasn't been very good, so there hasn't been a lot of influx of travelers from Europe to the United States, but we're still being driven by $450 fuel surcharges and almost $170 in taxes and fees. So that airfare is running right now about $400 each way. I would expect it to go down to about $325 each way, and you'll save a little bit if you wait a bit.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Great. Thank you.
And he could sign up for alerts through Fair Compare.
Yeah, sure. You can sign up for alerts. We'll tell you when it drops on those exact dates.
Oh, there you go. Good luck to you. Thank you very much for calling. Karen in Kettle Moraine. Hi.
Hi. I'm going to a quilting workshop in Rutland, Vermont, and I prefer mid-June. It's a Wednesday afternoon and all day Thursdays. I prefer to leave out of Milwaukee, but Chicago is okay as well. And I could come, I'll probably need to come back on Friday. I could stay over till Saturday.
You want to fly directly into Rutland?
Sure.
If you can, yeah. So right now, the only way to get directly into Rutland is to connect with Cape Air, which you basically have to do in Boston because they're based in Boston. And you would connect usually with American or U.S. Airways, which is one of the Cape Air partners right now. And that price out of Milwaukee is running about $440 round trip right now. And out of Chicago, you can get that same ticket for $318 round trip. So
Ooh. You're
basically paying a $130 premium for flying out of Milwaukee. So if it's a family of four or five, you might want to think about it. It depends on how much you have to drive and what your parking rates in Chicago may be higher. So you'll have to make that trade-off.
Is this a good time to buy the ticket, though?
Yeah, so
for mid-June,
you need to be shopping right now, and don't buy it any later than about the second week in May. If you buy it any later than the second week in May, you're rolling right into that airline's hands. You're actually sort of late in the window right now, so I'd rather you buy that ticket in the next week or two.
Okay, would it matter if I stayed over and came back on a Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday return is actually much cheaper, but it's only maybe $30 or $40 cheaper.
Oh, okay. Okay, and I have to pay lodging. So, okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for calling. On Facebook, Sandy wonders, says, my kids are driving to Wisconsin from South Carolina at the end of June. Plans to fly back to Charleston, South Carolina, from Eau Claire, and then a month later fly back to Eau Claire. He's looked at tickets. It's about $400. Is that about right?
Yeah, I didn't see what time frame. The average price
June end of June.
In June, yeah. So it's averaging $460 right now in June. So that's not unusual. You're basically, if you're flying out of Eau Claire, your best bet is United. Right now, you can actually get a one-stop flight for $459 round trip in mid-June. So that's not a bad price. It's not going to drop any. Let's put it that way. So you might as well lock in.
Linda emailed us and said, I need to make a short one-day business trip, leaving June 20th, Friday, come back Sunday, June 22nd. This would be from Milwaukee to Salt Lake City. I was looking last night, and now the price has gone up since then. Do I wait again until Tuesday for the price to go down? Any tips on short business trip saving?
Yeah, so one of the things that airlines do is on the very cheapest fares, they actually put these rules on there that say you have to stay at least two nights or at least three nights. I didn't. She was going Tuesday to Friday, right?
She was Friday, June 26th. Wait a minute. June 20th of the and leaving and coming back on the 22nd.
Yeah, so airlines are basically fencing out, in her case, all the different cheap fares that you can do. Now, if you can stay that extra day, usually those fares have a rule that say you must stay on this cheap fare at least one night or two nights, right? In her case, it sounds like she's staying two nights. So in order to have that short trip, airlines consider that her to be a business traveler who's only traveling for business. Her boss is paying for a ticket and it can afford to pay more. And that's why she sees the price going up.
Yeah. And Joshua on Facebook was looking to take a trip to West Yellowstone this summer with his wife and 9-month-old. What are we looking at for prices, and when should we start looking to buy Any other tips or information, greatly appreciated, of
and
course.
And what month did he say he was going in?
Oh, he says this summer.
This summer, painful. It depends. Well, you can actually, there are some commuter flights into the Yellowstone Airport, actually. But otherwise, you're going to have to go into an airport that's fairly far away. The price point isn't terrible if you're flying from Wisconsin. It's not that far away. It's in that $450 range right now for summer. And if you're definitely shopping for mid-June, you want to get that ticket purchased in the next 2.5 weeks, because what ends up happening is if you look at those mid-June tickets, as we start to hit May 10th or so, airlines are start to automatically increase those ticket prices by at least 5 to 10%.
Mike in Madison. Hi, thank you for calling.
Well, sure. I had some questions about the fuel, jet fuel. Is that taxed by the federal government? And also, how much of the fuel is in a typical airline? Is that like kerosene or what is?
Yeah, so it is kerosene jet fuel. So all jets have kerosene jet fuel. They have a couple types. They call it Jet A and Jet B. That particular fuel, so if you look at sort of oil prices, and it costs them another $20 to create the actual diesel, the kerosene jet fuel, excuse me. Every aircraft's different on how much they burn. That's why airlines are buying new aircraft today. Some of the new aircraft have more efficient engines. They also have these winglets, which save them 10 to 20% on fuel efficiency. And they're flying a lot less of the 50-seat jets, which actually eat more fuel, the regional jets, and flying more 100 and 125 seats because they're more fuel efficient. Airlines are really fuel sensitive. It's a third of their entire business cost. So they have no choice but to be very efficient, as efficient as they can be.
Mm. So are they taxed by the federal government?
Absolutely. Every, just like you pay tax at the pump for your car, the airlines pay tax. In fact, a couple of years ago, they forgot to actually renew a law, so there was a tax holiday for everybody as far as fuel was concerned. And they actually made the airlines go back retroactively and pay that tax.
How much is it?
I think it's 3 or 4%.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And Mike and Nina, hi, thank you for calling.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I got a question. I want to, during the Super Bowl, I want a voucher for a 5 days, 4 nights in Cancun, and 5 days and 4 nights in Puerto Vallarta, or you could take them 10 days at one or 10 at the other. The thing is that it's a hotel only with an upgrade available for $50 a person per night. But airfare was buy one, get one free. Have you ever dealt with any of these vouchers?
So usually, I don't know this particular one, but when you have those kind of things, buy one, get one free, sometimes it's off of the maximum rate on the flight, which is usually 3 times low. So you basically get half the price of the higher rate. So you just got to be careful. Just average prices, I don't know what time of year they're good for or what time you're planning to go, but summertime to Mexico is actually sort of off season in many cases because it's really hot down there in both Puerto Vallarta and Cancun. The average ticket price out of Milwaukee for example, summertime right now is averaging in the low 400s. So, you know, if you're – and you have to probably buy it through their agency, by the way, in order to get that buy one, get one free. So just make sure that you're actually getting the deal that you look like. If they're saying, hey, you know, the ticket price is $1,200, it's going to be, you know, only $600 or whatever, just be aware that the average ticket price is in that $420 to $430 range. So make sure you're paying less than $800 for both tickets.
Oh, okay. So that's the catch there. It's
on a high cost. Yeah, they're not going to basically give you a buy one, get free at the cheapest price. Typically at those, they usually have either a negotiated rate or they're going to give it off the non-refundable or the refundable rate or the higher ticket price.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
In other words, that might be better just to lose that voucher, huh?
Well, you know, sometimes they do work. It just depends, right? So let them quote you a price, but also go back and come out to Fair Compare. Also shop the price. Make sure you're getting a good deal.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Yep, appreciate the call. Carol in Madison, hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
We're planning a vacation with the family over the Christmas holidays. We're locked into December 27th through January 3rd because of the grandchildren's winter break. I'm looking at prices. They're extremely high. I know this is the most expensive season. Is it better to book now or to still wait?
Where are you heading?
Chicago to Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta. Okay, so in general, Christmas time tickets, you can shop anytime because for Christmas season, which for the airline starts around December 17th and goes all the way to through the end of the first week in January, they consider that entire period a holiday. There are certain days you can go, but it sounds like you're locked into a particular day on those that particular one.
There are only direct flights on Saturday and Sunday. So
yes, typically you're only going to find weekend flights out of Chicago. And the average ticket price right now in that time, right now, if you're paying for that, is typically between $700 and $850 round trip. And the nonstop flights I see right now are running close to $980 round trip. So you should be able to find that ticket nonstop a little bit later in the summertime, but you can go ahead and lock in early if you want to, but try to lock in that $850 round trip for a nonstop. Now, if you're willing to connect, you probably can find that ticket in the mid 700s in about two or three months. So definitely don't buy it right now. And you're going to pay a huge premium for having that weekend nonstop.
Right. I understand that. Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. And Mark in La Crosse. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Out of all the rental car companies, do you know one that would let you rent a car one way? Like, I want to experience driving from Wisconsin to California, but I'd like to buy a one-way flight from Wisconsin to California and then rent a car and drive back.
Sure. Almost all of them have one-way rentals. Typically, the rates are a little bit high. It's not my super area of expertise, but almost all of them that are nationally oriented, right? So if you're trying to get one of the little smaller ones, they typically don't allow one-way because they don't have all the facilities to actually dock that car back. But all the major ones, Havas, Hertz, Enterprise, all have one-way rates. They typically run about 20 to 30% more expensive than return rates.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you.
Sure.
Daryl wondered, he said, I've heard that travel sites can track your previous flight searches, and that's why sometimes you see flight prices go up within minutes of checking. Is that
true?
Yeah,
that's a myth. Certainly, sites do know the traffic on their particular website. The bottom line is if airlines were caught by any person or agency and submitted for actually raising the price based on who you are or where you are or what place you locate and tracking your particular thing, they'd be in a huge amount of trouble. Now, do prices change every hour on the hour? Absolutely. Is it because you're shopping on a particular site? No. So at any given moment, if somebody buys a ticket, their system automatically decides whether to add more seats into those particular cheaper fares or to actually do it at the higher ones. They do track people's search behavior. They know where you're going. They know what flights. They drop a cookie. So, for example, if you went to an American Airlines website and said you wanted to travel to Cancun, you might see an ad come up to Cancun on your Yahoo when you go to see the Yahoo homepage, for example. They do track that on the internet, but they can't physically track you and give you higher prices. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't want to do this. The airlines have a new capability called new distribution capability that they're pushing. There's actually a DOT ruling supposed to be coming out in the next couple of weeks on that, where they will use your profile to decide what to offer you, including all the benefits of knee room and whatnot.
Very, very interesting. And John and Dane County, quick question.
Yes. Next September, I'm going to from Chicago to Dublin, and right now Aer Lingus has an $807 fare. Do you expect that to be better in a couple months?
No, buy it right now.
Yeah, that sounds pretty darn good.
Because Dublin is one of the cheapest places to fly, the airport fees are actually lower. Aer Lingus, actually, because they fly out of Chicago and the Northeast as well, has dropped that price. There is not one ticket that I've seen under $1,000 except for Aer Lingus on those routes. So absolutely lock that price in.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And boy, Rick, thank you so much.
It goes fast, doesn't it?
It goes really fast. We covered a lot of territory. I really appreciate your calls. And again, people go to your site, faircompare.com, and learn quite a bit about air travel and prices.
Thanks, Larry. Take care.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it very much. Faircompare.com. Rick Cini is CEO and co-founder of faircompare.com. He's been a guest on the show for a long time now. Does a great job. They don't sell tickets on their site, so I think that's kind of an advantage when it comes to having someone like him on.